Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hi, Dr. Daria.
Hi, how are you?
Well, we're all in here wearing face masks and very scared about coronavirus. So we're so excited to have you join the show today to share with everybody a couple of basic things, like what do you know about it? And here in Atlanta, do we need to be worried?
Yeah, I'm really glad we're talking about this. There is still a lot that we don't know. But we're now seeing some really impressive changes even overseas. Like in Japan, they just closed all their public schools for a month. So as the CDC is saying, the coronavirus is going to come to the U.S. It's likely going to make it stateside. We don't know when. But so we do need to be ready. We do need to have some information about it.
Okay, so as a regular, average, everyday person, what do we do now to be prepared?
So here's what I'm doing. And Jen and team, I'll just kind of tell you what I'm doing in my own life. Because you know, it's really important to know that most people who are getting the coronavirus are either having minimal symptoms or none. So for most people, this will not be a life-threatening thing. That said, it's scary. We're hearing a lot about. So what do we need to do? So I'm taking a couple different tactics. I'm not changing too much that I do in my life, but there are a couple things I think you do need to know. So for instance, one is with travel. So if you are taking any international travel, I'm really kind of advising against too much international travel, especially definitely to countries in Asia right now, and even to some countries in Europe. So watch with that. I know a lot of schools are going on spring break. You know, domestic travel, not really going to be concerning to me as much.
Okay.
Another thing is, I think, you know, this is a time that we can be a little bit less polite. Keep your distance. If you see somebody who's coughing and sneezing, granted, they probably just got the cold or the flu, but you don't want to get that anyways. Keep your distance. Move away. Be aware of your surroundings. Avoid places where there's a ton of people congregated. And, you know, move away from somebody who's coughing or sneezing a ton.
I did hear something yesterday about some experts saying, you know, go to the grocery store and load up on things like laundry detergent or toilet paper or paper towels or things so that if there is some sort of pandemic outbreak, you don't have to go to the grocery store as much. Is that a little too far?
I think it is. I think it's kind of like in the South, we predict snow, we all run out and we buy our bread, you know,
yeah.
And you don't have any bread in the grocery store. What I do say to people, if you are on prescription medications, then I do say make sure you have enough of a supply for 30 days. It's just a good rule of thumb anyway, but especially in a time like this, that's the one thing you don't want to be running out of. Other things, if there's things that you just absolutely have to have, then maybe make sure you have that. But am I stocking up on water and, you know, batteries right now? No, I'm not doing that. I am making sure we have some extra nighttime diapers for my son, because that's an emergency for me. But other than that, no, we're not going crazy with it.
Is there a certain age range that's more susceptible to maybe the coronavirus, like the elderly or our kids?
Yes, Mark, that's a really great question. What they are seeing, so they think the fatality rate for coronavirus is around 2-3%. Interestingly, in China, they're reporting that it's not happening a lot in children. They're not seeing a lot of cases in children, and they're not getting as sick. They can, but not as much. Where we are seeing mortality rates of 40% and really high are in people who are severely chronically ill or already critically ill. So that's even more why, if you're on medications, chronic medications, you've got to take care of yourself, make sure you're taking those medications, because those are the people that are most susceptible.
So Dr. Daria, what is the difference between a normal flu and the coronavirus? Because aren't the symptoms kind of similar?
Yeah, the symptoms really are, Curtis. So the flu, you're also going to get body aches. You're going to get cough, cold, fever, body aches, runny nose. But the coronavirus seems to be fever, cough, and congestion. Some people are getting stomach issues with it, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea. But otherwise, the symptoms are kind of the same. it seems that it, you know, the fatality rate for coronavirus is higher than the flu significantly, which is why people are worried about it. I also want to make a point about washing hands. I'm going to share this because it says that one statistic I read said that hand washing properly reduced the SARS transmission rate by 30 to 50%. Wow. So it's like you keep hearing washing hands, you're like, okay, whatever. But actually, according to the WHO, most of us wash our hands the wrong way. So This is actually very important. So they said with your hands, and this is what we learned in the hospital, you definitely wash 20 seconds plus, and you need to make sure you get front, back, in between your fingers, really well around your thumbs, and under your fingernails and your nail beds. So under the fingernails and then on the nail beds, which is where the cuticle is. So really important that you really clean all of that. Take 20 seconds. And then if you're using hand sanitizer, y'all have heard me before say with sanitizer, your best bet is soap and water, but if you don't, then you use sanitizer. They say you're supposed to use sanitizer. Don't just slop it on and go. Wipe it and keep rubbing your hands and all those areas I just discussed for 20 seconds until the sanitizer dries. It's okay. That drying action that's going to be killing some of the infection.
Now, Dr. Daria, sometimes with my kids, I make them sing happy birthday twice while they're washing their hands. Is that about the length of time?
Yep. Happy birthday takes about 10 seconds, depending on how long they sing it. But yes, that's about right. So keep doing that. Yes.
Okay.
Frère Jacques. There's a new thing with Frère Jacques, too. But yeah, either one of those.
Okay.
Okay. So to simplify this as much as you can, I'm going to give you three options. How worried should we be about the coronavirus? Option one, calm down. We're fine. Option two, getting a little nervous. Or option three, drink up. We're all going to die.
Mark, I feel like you kind of like option three in general. That's not fair. You're setting me up there. Let's call a spade a spade. You know, I think this coronavirus, we are going to see it come stateside. Do I think we're going to be seeing the intense pandemics that we are seeing in other countries? No, I don't expect that, but we need to be careful. So what am I doing with my family? A little extra vigilance. I talk about hand washing. I'm disinfecting everything my kids come home from school with. They do not wear their school clothes. Kick off your shoes, totally change your clothes, everything. That doesn't come into the home. I'm wiping everything down. I have my, you know, Clorox disinfecting wipes. Do whatever disinfecting you like to do the best I can to keep to minimize the spread.
Awesome. Dr. Daria, as always, we love it when you join us on Jen and Friends. Where can everybody follow you?
Yes, absolutely. I am doing a ton on coronavirus right now in terms of my newsletter because I know people want to know about it. So drdaria.com, drdaria.com. Or they can follow me on social on Instagram at Dr. Daria. I'm doing a bunch of Instagram stories every couple of days to keep people up to date on the latest facts of the coronavirus.
You're the best. Okay, talk to you soon. Stay safe.
All right, take care, y'all. Bye-bye.
Bye, Dr. Daria.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.